PFAM in the building, Donald Springs, Pflugerville, wide receiver on the phone. Donald, thank you for being patient. We ran a little long. Thank you for joining the show.
You're fine. Thank you for having me.
Right. Hey, man, Pflugerville, dog, we've been talking about 11-5A like all night. And even the teams that haven't been to the state championships, like Cedar Park, are still looking stealthy and able to make the playoffs. Can you kind of talk about what the offseason has been like for the Panthers?
Yeah, a lot of people have been putting in work over the offseason. You know, it looks, but as a team, we look good. So it's exciting to see everybody out, still putting in work, you know.
Yo, so Pflugerville High School is one of those schools that, like, had, like, storied success back in the day, like, was on Friday Night Lights, all that stuff. So what do you think it's going to take to really bring Pflugerville High School back to that kind of level?
Well, really, if you ask me, I think this coming up season, we have the ability to bring it back to that. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, okay, so really, for me, when I look at it as an outsider, I see class of 22 and 23, not to say, like, the class of 21 kids aren't leaders, but, like, as, like, you know, the next level leaders, can you talk about, like, you, Elijah, et cetera, your class?
Yeah. I think just in general, if you want to bring it back, like, back in the day, just more people just got to be into it, you know, like, a lot of people, they just need to put in the work. And as a team, you need to get closer, connect to each other, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of times you just some people playing football just for, like, the swag of it, you know, but not really, like, buying into, you know, working and, you know, trying to win.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Donald, I appreciate you, man, joining the show. I can't ask that question yet. Never mind. I was going to ask about I can't ask that. Never mind. Donald, thank you for joining the show. Before we let you go, do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-out to Stormwood. Shout-out to my family. Shout-out to the P family. That's it.
Stormwood, what you know about him?
A lot. You know,
that's an OG.
We're related in some type of way. Okay. And he trains me too. So
okay,
bro, he's there by my side. You know,
that's bro. Storm Woods is a legend, man. So if you're training under him, y'all gonna be okay. Yeah, you know, like, because I know, like, and shout out Thomas Jones and Rick Cantu, because they do an awesome job at the Statesman. But I know they were doing the 11-5A wide receiver stuff, you know, and I think they shouted out Patrick because he definitely had, like, some catches last year. But quiet as kept, Pflugerville got some dope wide receivers.
Yeah, I'll probably one of the slept-off school for the wide receivers.
Yes.
But, you know, this coming up season, we're gonna wake them up.
Yes. Okay. Because it's tough. Because y'all got a lot of wide receivers, and we way over time probably on break. But, like, I know, like, Georgetown got Bradford, they got Lachlan, et cetera, and then you got Hendrickson, you got Jaden Williams on the outside, and he what's the other cat's name? I'm blanking on it. Reed, and then, like, all these wide receivers, but they didn't shout out many Pflugerville. But I went to practice, dog. Pville receiver's gonna be on point this year. I don't know if it's gonna be Dez. Or if it's going to be, who's going to be QB1? Do y'all know yet?
The way it's looking like, we got a couple, you got people fighting, Jalen, Dez, but right now, okay. I think it might be Jalen, but Dez, he's putting in work.
Okay,
so,
it's going to be a heated battle. Both of those young men are working real hard, and I think that's I said I didn't want to ask about it, but if you're a fan, like, I don't think anybody knows, like, who's going to for sure be under center for Coach Taylor week one. So both of them are talented. So anyway, all right, thank you, Donald. Did you do shout outs? You got any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out Stormwoods.
Stormwoods, okay. Donald, thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you for having me.
All right, shout out PFAM. Thank you for being patient with my scatterbrainedness. Goat Hour next. Mason Ramirez, Round Rock Dragons.
You shout out Longhorns. Storm Woods, man.
Shout out. Dude, we got to get Storm Woods on the show.
Yeah, that's an OG.
Bro, and we're just, anyway, okay, it's a flex.